Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining me for my Blog Talk Radio, Part 3, Series 3 of Food Cures from the Bible. I am Yolanda Henderson, and I am your host for tonight. I am going to hurry up and get started so I can get into my exciting information and give you all what thus says the Lord. Again, I want to let you all know that this is all coming from scriptures, and I like to start off with a prayer, and I would be more than welcome to answer any questions if you would love to call in. I have a number for you to call in, and if you have a pen and paper ready, that number to call in and ask any questions from me is 516-531-9837. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start off with a prayer, and I want to bow my head and close my eyes and let the Lord know. Lord, Father God, I thank you for this night, for this opportunity, Father God, to come before your people with information from you, Lord. Let my voice and my knowledge be a vessel to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, and I ask that you continue to heal those that are sick and those that are shut in, Father God. And I thank you for this day, Father God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. I thank you for forgiving me, even though I didn't deserve, God, but you saw fit, Father God, to be a forgiver, God, to me, Lord. Not like man that don't forgive at times, but you are God of almighty, all power, God. And I thank you for just giving us that chance one more time, God, to live for you. And God, that whatever that we do, Lord, that we do it for you, God, that you will bless it, Lord Jesus. So I ask that you bless us tonight as I give this information to those that are in need, Lord. And maybe someone out there that's listening, Lord, that needs to hear this, Lord God. And I ask that I be a vessel, Father God, for you, Father God. And I thank you for this night. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everybody, I want to say I am doing this weekly series. Part 3 is tonight. Part 4 will be next week, and I am going to go ahead and start and get right into it. The first thing I wanted to talk about was some healing oils from the Bible. And these oils are very essential. Oils, if you don't know, come from plants. And there was a lot of plants and gardens in the Bible in the old days. And the Bible speaks of these gardens, such as the Garden of Gethsemane and the Garden of Eden. And so a lot of these plants contain oils. Well, if you extract the plant, you're going to get an oil from it. And they have a lot of medicinal benefits. And those medicinal benefits are what we use to cure ourselves. And my cure, the definition that I use for cure is to get rid of the symptoms, okay, without side effects, okay? I'm not saying that, you know, you're never going to have these symptoms again. I'm not saying that you're going to not have nothing going on with your body ever again after using this wonderful oils or wonderful medicinal plants or food. You will be able to cure those symptoms, okay? And some people have said that these have cured their bodies. So for everybody, it's a bio-individuality. It's based on your own body and what thus says the Lord says in the end, okay? So I'm not taking credit for curing anyone of any conditions or illnesses, okay? So the healing oils that I have found and researched to help relieve pain, seizures, stiffness, headaches, you name it. These oils have been like a universal oil, okay? And I'm going to get right into those oils and the scripture that they're coming from, okay? The first one that I'd like to talk about comes from in the book of Exodus 3, 2 through 4, and it the scripture is, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And God called unto him in the midst of the bush." Okay, so this is a curative plant oil that is powered by the burning bush in the Bible. Okay, and it was, scientists discovered that there was a oil called white dittany, okay? And this plant is covered with thousands of oil glands, and the oil glands, of which is volatile, that escapes continuously the atmosphere, giving off lemon peel odors. So during the dry season, the vapors are inflammable, and the slightest sparks, as from a candle or a bolt of lightning, can cause the plant to burst into flames without destroying the plant itself. And that's, like I said, because of the thousands of oil glands from this plant, okay? And so this oil that's extracted from the burning bush is the white dittany, and it is essential oil that is used to ward off diseases, okay? So the plant itself is essential oil that can relieve pain, swelling, stiffness, seizures, fever, and many other symptoms safely when the plant is consumed as a kind of tea, okay? But it can be in a bottle form, and it can be in a bath oil like a body rub or inhaling or essential oil that can be used externally, so rubbed on your body. And as sold in pure concentrated bottles, they are poisonous, so you don't ever want to use a concentrated form of an oil. Okay, the roots of the white dittany, when powdered and steeped in the boiling water, have been used medically for tuberculosis, nerve disorders, epilepsy, fevers, gum disease, loose teeth, stomach and digestive disorders. Okay, and I can tell you what kind of white dittany to get, where to get that from, if you would like to call me off air. And my number to be reached, if you have a pen and paper handy, is 1-888-959-2093. Okay, and I will do a consultation and bioindividuality interview with you to find out what you're in need of, so that I'm able to coach you through, not cure you, but coach you through your curing of your body, yourself, okay? Give me a call, and I will be able to take care of that. Now, I'm going to open up the phone lines just real quick before I get into the next oil and ask if anyone have any questions, they can give me a call, okay? If you don't have that number again, the number to call in is 516-531-9837. Okay? All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into the next oil. And this oil right here is one of the universal best oils, I want to say. It is also from a plant, a leaf. And, I mean, I love it. I use it for everything almost. And it's great. It's also from the Bible, okay? And I'm going to get into that scripture as well, okay? Glory, praise to God. Just making sure I get everything together. Bear with me. This oil is the peppermint oil, okay? It comes from the peppermint leaf, and it was used during the Last Supper, okay, the night before Jesus' death in the Passover, okay? Here. Okay. Get my scriptures here. Peppermint oil is also can be derived from the white dittany, okay? And it's it's such as the flu, herpes or cold sores, mumps, streptococcus or strep throat, impetigo, pneumonia, candida or yeast infections. And a lot of its ingredients are in the mentholatum, it's in vapor rub. It helps as a vaporizer for when you need to have asthma cured. So it is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful leaf or oil when extracted into oil. It is called the Methuselah plant. And he used it and he lived in 3 centuries. So based on what the information that I got from it, it's like a lifelong cure for long life, okay? And from the Bible, this is a scripture I was going to read a few seconds ago. It says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for light, to cause the lamp to burn continuously." And that's from Exodus 27 and 20. And so in Luke 10 and 34, it says, "It went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine." And then in Luke 21 and 37, it says, "And at night he went out and abode in the mount, and that is called the Mount of Olives." And that's, again, in Luke 21 and 37. So olive oil is the most important food in the Bible, okay? And that's where it is mentioned more than 200 times and is a symbol of goodness, purity, and especially long life. It is one of few specific foods mentioned by Jesus as a healing food, as reported by Luke, the physician in the third gospel, okay? So the olive tree grows slowly and attains great age. Some of the original trees at Gethsemane, which was an olive orchard at the foot of the Mount of Olives, have been there since the time of Christ, or at least spring from the original roots. Okay, so this is like the oldest rooted tree plant. Also tried to be destroyed by the Romans, and they tried to destroy it 70 A.D., and it was impossible to kill the roots. So Jesus spent his last night before the crucifixion in the Garden of Gethsemane, waiting and watching for the dawn, and then afterwards he ascended to heaven from the Mount of Olives. So that's where the olive oil comes from. Okay, so what powers does the oil possess? I already told you that the olive oil, it helps with urination, it helps with constipation, impotence, earaches, fever, sprains, kidney stones, tumors, warts, toothaches, skin diseases, okay, and many, many more ailments that I can talk to you about. It is often attained into lifespans of 100 to 200, 300 years or more. The oldest woman ever in the Guinness Book of World Records says that because of the olive oil and using this plant, that she was able to live 127 years old, and she was the oldest person ever documented, okay, in the world record. So she says, according to her account, that she lived because of the plant. Some people have taken it every day for joint pain, arthritis. Some people take it to lower the blood pressure. It's a really, really great heart health oil, okay, and I'm going to tell you why. About a lot of the Greece, Italian, and Spanish, and in southern France, people heavily depend on olive oil in their diet and are only half as likely to die of heart disease as Americans because, of course, the olive oil, okay? Olive oil is able to reduce LDL cholesterol in the blood. It raises the level of good HDL and cholesterol, and it keeps blood platelets from sticking together and forming clots. So it's wonderful for relieving blood clots if you have sticky blood. So olive oil is better than standard low-fat diets in reducing cholesterol because it is based on the audacity of it being a cholesterol-lowering, fat-free oil, okay? There's also been a study for Stanford Medical School of 76 middle-aged men with high blood pressure, and it showed that the monounsaturated fat and 3 tablespoons of olive oil a day lowered the systolic pressure about 9 points and the diastolic pressure about 6 points. So this is a wonderful oil, okay? This oil has been used by Egyptians in 1200 BC. The Hebrews regarded olive oil as a key to long life. And, I mean, it's a very good heart-healthy oil. It's also been used for baldness, you know, so if you're, you know, getting that bald spot, whatever, we want to try it. You know, we want to get you going and get your hair growing back. Use some olive oil, okay? There's a lot of hair products that have olive oil in the ingredients, and you wonder why. Okay, well, this is the key reasons why olive oil is a good oil for you. So you can get that oil and become the way that God intended you to be. Now, if you need some information on what type of oil and how much oil to take on a daily basis, that's where I can help you offline, and we can get that taken care of for you with your consultation, okay? All right, so now we're going to move on. We talked about olive oil. We talked about, you know, the peppermint oil. We talked about white dittany. So there's many foods that can help your body. And most of the time, we don't really study to find out. We go and entrust ourselves in the doctors. And Lord knows, I trust doctors. I believe everything they say. They didn't go to school for nothing. But a lot of times, some information was not readily available to certain doctors on health. And that's where a lot of health coaches are coming in, and we're educating patients and letting the patients know when you get a diagnosis from your doctor what we can do to help you better your condition, okay? It's sad that 90% of the population is obese, it's about 70 to 80, but I want to say now it's at least 90 because we're just, you know, we have food that's available, and it's not that the food is all of that nutritious. It's more of that the food has more fat content, okay? So we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's not the way fat was supposed to be used. It was actually supposed to be used to hunt by men back in the days, and during the seasons of drought and the winter months by animal products, okay? It was not meant to be stored in our bodies and to remain there for us to gain a lot of weight. Okay, so I want to talk about a wonderful food that cures thyroid problems. And we have a lot of people that's having thyroid dysfunction and thyroid health problems, okay? So I'm going to talk to you about thyroid. Some people have hyperthyroid. Some people have hypothyroid. Hyper is when the thyroids are overactive, and hypo is when they're lower, okay? So if you have hypo, you tend to, everything is slowed down in your immune system. You don't you don't lose as much weight. You don't know why you can't lose this weight. And I get a lot of clients that come to me and say, well, I can't lose weight. Okay, well, have you ever had your thyroid checked? And that's where, you know, some clients prefer to go to the doctor, get their thyroid checked, and come back. And they sometimes have hypothyroidism, okay? Sometimes they say that it is linked to sodium intake. Maybe they, you know, iodine, maybe they have too much iodine in their system or not enough iodine in their system, a type O. So I have a wonderful food cure that many people probably have never heard of, okay? Because I didn't really think about it a lot when I first started out with the finding out about different foods. It was like the, you know, what is this for? Why do I have to eat this? You know, or what is this green stuff? You know, the color of it is just really, really dark green. And this food that I'm going to introduce to you tonight is called the seaweed. Okay. Seaweed is great for a lot of things. Thyroidism is one of them, okay? And so there's different types of seaweed, okay? And the taste is, you know, different tastes. You can have a good tasted seaweed. I mean, some is bitter. But the different ones are kelp, nori, wakame, and dulse, okay? So every type of seaweed has a unique taste and texture, but it all possesses broadly the same nutritional benefit. They are, for instance, protein-rich and a source of iodine necessary for metabolism, okay? So I just said that some people are low on iodine. If they're hypo and hyper, they're, you know, they have over iodine in their body, okay? So this seaweed helps to metabolize and have that iodine that regulates in your body, okay? They are also a good source of fiber and chlorophyll, okay? And if you don't get enough leafy green vegetables in your diet, you don't get enough chlorophyll in your diet because, of course, chlorophyll comes from plants, and, you know, it's what makes plants green, okay? So these are rich in chlorophyll. And the chlorophyll helps to remove toxins from the body. And it does a heart-healthy magnesium and potassium, which protect blood vessels and fights the effects of stress. I want to say that I do sell a seaweed type of food product, as well as an algae that is also good for you, that fights off infections and have different protein and fiber and antioxidants. So if you call me afterwards, I can give you that information, okay? So seaweed, back to seaweed. What it's good for is metabolism. It's high in iodine content, which is great for thyroid function, okay? It helps to regulate the metabolism of cells, assist in weight management, and the different types are good for more different ailments, such as the brown seaweed, which is the kelp and the wakame, contain antioxidant, the carotenoid, so it improves insulin resistance and help metabolize fat more efficiently. So if you're having a problem with the weight and you have the hypothyroidism or you just want to lose weight, as far as what's in seaweed, it does help, okay? It gets rid of a lot of that by detoxifying your body and metabolizing your body and for stress. Okay, now seaweed was used in the Bible as far as it's a seafood. Everything from the sea is what was good. We talked last week about shark liver oil. We talked about fish oil, and in the book of Numbers 11:5, we remember that fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and melons and leeks and the onions and the garlic. So a lot of these foods, fish and foods from the sea, which are good for you and good for you to eat. Okay? Now, I have some more information to share with you. I just want to take a quick break and have you to get someone that you love that's in need of a problem or have a disease and they don't have a cure or they have questions, and give me a call, okay? Give me a call so that I can answer any questions that they may have or get their information and we can talk offline, okay? All right, I want to give you a few minutes and get your loved one and we'll go from there, okay? We're opening up the phone lines. If you don't have the number, I'll give you that number. It is 516-531-9837. Any callers, just dial in. I'll give you a few minutes to dial in, 516-531-9837. 516-531-9837. The line is open for callers. All right, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, the Holistic Society, with me as your host, Yolanda Henderson. And I want to go ahead and say thank you all for joining us tonight. And hopefully you are getting some information from Thus Saith the Lord. And you will go home tonight or talk to one of your friends and family members and give us a call to have a free consultation. That way, whatever is wrong with you, we can make you a personalized plan of action to get your health under control. Okay, we're going to go back into full effect, and we're talking now about another wonderful plant, okay? It is coming from the book of Job. This is Job 30:7, and it says, "Among the bushes they brayed, under the nettles they were gathered together." So the Bible says that outcasts were sheltered under the nettle bushes. And Job compared inferior people to the lowly plant. But the Bible also says that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And that's in Matthew 5:5. So for surprise, this one particular healing plant from the Bible is named the nettle, okay? And it's said to come from the Dutch natel, meaning a needle. A name it definitely lives up to, for it stings intensely when touched. Okay, so it needs those protrusions to survive. Yet when made into a tea, 1 ounce of the herb, pint of boiling water, the nettles wilt, and the leaves can be eaten safely as delicious greens. Okay, now, all the benefits of nettle is awesome. Okay, if you thought the fish oil was great from last week, or the peppermint oil, or the olive oil, nettle is one of the very best, okay? I use nettle for detoxing, for parasites, for a whole lot of different problems, okay? So going into what nettle is, nettle juice, you can juice it. Has great advantages, as well as it can be tolerated and completely safe to be used. And so it's great for diuretic, okay? So it is said to stimulate the feeble circulation and relieve edema, including chronic swelling following an injury. Okay, so if you're, you know, having these swelling problems and, you know, blood pressure's up, you know, you need to get rid of that feeling, drink you some nettle tea, okay? And it's gentle. It's a gentle diuretic for kidneys and the bladder and the causes of edema, okay, of course, okay? So that's what causes many times edema or swelling is, you know, your kidney, bladder, or your blood pressure, okay? And, of course, water retention and swelling is processed in your kidneys. So it does cause that swelling at times, okay? So any inflammation in the kidneys or the bladder, the urine, nettle juice or nettle tea is very helpful, okay? And if you call me, I can tell you exactly how much to take, how to juice it, or how to make the tea, okay? This also is a wonderful food to relieve asthma and bronchitis. So if you're a bronchitis or asthma sufferer and you want to drink this with a little bit of honey and sugar, this will relieve your asthma troubles, okay, and the mucus conditions of the lungs, okay? There's also been some testimonies from some tuberculosis victims that survived by taking some nettle chopped up. And I'm not going to tell you all the details of how they took it, but they took it, and they were actually cured of tuberculosis. Praises be to God. Okay, so another one was hay fever was cured, okay? And these are all studies have shown and found these to be cured. So I'm not, you know, ever wanting to have something and put these out there. I have my resources come from a wonderful book, the Healing Foods, and it's wonderful for me to get information and share it with you. And I would pray that you all would also go out and be willing to not only just listen to what the doctors have to say about your body, but find out what your body is going through and how to heal yourself, okay? Because the body is a very distinctive organism that it has the capability of healing itself, regenerating cells, reproducing. I mean, so we have so much going on with our bodies that the Lord made us such a complex organism that we can. And it's all in someone help coaching you through the process, teaching you, you know, and with our process and our program, I can coach you through this. I can set you up with a 6-month program. Studies have shown in 6 months, you have formed a habit that you will use for the rest of your entire life, okay? So back to the nettle plant. And nettle, for those that don't know, it's N-E-T-T-L-E, okay? Nettle. So we have an account for a goiter cured, okay, using nettle seeds. Like I said, there's nettle seeds, there's nettle juice, there's nettle tea. There's nettle roots, leaves. So there's different ways to use nettle, and I would love to be that informant for you to give you the information. Now, if you have a goiter and you're trying to get rid of it, if you don't know what a goiter is, some people notice that you have this big lump in your throat and it swells, and it's usually caused by hypothyroidism. And I was just talking about that and the seaweed. Well, this is even better and almost as good as the seaweed itself in general because it is also a natural cure, okay? I love natural cures. And if there's ever anything that you need for a cold, for a sprain, for anything, nettle can help, okay? It's also great for people that's trying to lose weight, okay, so you can shed up to 32 pounds in 3 months or less by using and cooking with nettle, okay. Like I said, I use it as a detox. I can't use it now that I'm pregnant, but there it does wonders, okay. It's also good for using in the hair. It is prevention from hair falling out. So a tonic can be used and put on your head to stimulate your hair growth, okay? And it can be used in a lotion. That's another way to use it, okay? Impotence. There's people that have been found to be impotent in men, and so there's some roots called the nettle roots that can be cooked and used as a powerful aphrodisiac for my married couples, of course. Okay. And if you need information about that as well, I do will be having a talk show, especially for hormones, women that's menopausal, women that are incompetent, men that's incompetent, people that's infertile. I will be having a show here the next month after this four-part series of foods that heal and food cures from the Bible. Okay, so please join me again for more information, or please feel free to call me. And I gave you my number before. It's 1-888-959-2093. Okay, so back to the nettle. Okay, so it relieves burns and hives. Okay, so if you've ever been burned, you can cure the burn rapidly by applying linen cloth saturated with tincture of nettles and rewetting the cloth frequently. Nettle tea is also soothing, and the Romans prepared a healing ointment by steeping the nettle leaves in oil. Nettle juice has been used to relieve itching, like the hives. It's better than Benadryl. So, say for instance, you burn your hand on the stove, or however you do get a burn, and you need to relieve it. They say believe in wrapping it up with this nettle tincture, and I can teach you how to make your own personal tinctures and put them in your medicine cabinet. This way you'll have a whole all-natural medicine cabinet specific for your first aid needs. No side effects, all natural, okay? And so, and now with the hives, so you start itching, and so you got to go to work. This is a non-drowsy formula, and it also helps you relieve those itching symptoms, okay? It's also a powerful homeostatic treatment for bleeding noses. So if you're ever having to, like, bloody nose, or it's the estrogen components that helps with the bleeding from the lungs or stomach or uterus, even in the case of hemophilia, you can drink this as a juice and stop any type of unnecessary bleeding in your body, okay? The doctors have started using some of some stuff for hemorrhaging, but it is not the same because this is an all-natural cure, and I can give you more information on those natural cures, like I said, if you call me and take some calls right now. I'm going to open back up the phones for more calls and to answer any questions that you may have. The number to call in is 516-531-9837. Okay? Just brief music while we get some callers going. Thank you. right, and thank you all for your patience and for listening in tonight. I want to thank God for the information that he's given to me to give to you all. I've talked about nettle. I've talked about olive oil, one of my favorites, seaweed, and peppermint oil. Okay, so I can give you more information and details depending on what ailment you have and give you some natural food cures so that you can be educated for the rest of your life and pass on for generations and generations. I just wanted to add that nettle, which I said was one of the miracle powerful healing foods of the Bible, is famous for arthritis and rheumatism and gout, okay? It says Roman soldiers put it on themselves with nettles in the cold European climes to warm their skin, and they discovered that it relieved joint stiffness and pain, okay? So you can use this as a pain-relieving cream, okay? Also great for muscles, ligaments, joints, and ankles, okay? Neuralgia and sciatica is also another one. Okay, so also enlarged prostate. Some men have benign or non-cancerous prostate enlargement. Lord bless their soul. You might consider using the nettle tea to obtain relief if your doctor approves. So a lot of my callers or my listeners out there in listening land, radio land, actually go to your doctor, and the doctor does not have a lot of time to give you information on your diagnosis. And again, that's where I come in as your certified health coach and give you that information step-by-step, knowledge of how you can treat yourself naturally to eliminate the symptoms and hopefully bring your body into homeostasis and create a cure in your body and body system. So when you go back to your doctor, you can report great, great testimonies, okay? And hopefully we work with doctors, and in the future we'll be a great benefit to the healthcare industry. That is my prayer and my wishes. You all have a blessed night. We will start talking again next week, and we will talk about diabetes, arteries in your heart that are great for antibiotics and antivirals, okay? The importance of having a natural cure versus, you know, going out and, you know, with the different weather and small kids and things like that. You want to know exactly how to mix up your tonic or tincture, a mixture of herb or leaf, and store this kind of stuff. Maybe start growing your own garden and get some of these herbs and these plants and have them in your home. Aloe vera is a great one. That's one that I choose to grow myself. And peppermint. Peppermint can be grown, and you can put peppermint in your food. You can put it in your drinks. I know a lot of people that I see on Facebook, they talk about the tonic water and the detox water, weight loss water. Well, instead of going out and buying it, you can grow your own. And nothing wrong with going out and buying food, but we want to make sure that we have the necessities within our reach so that we can be a benefit to ourselves in the time of need. Okay, well, again, I thank everybody out there for listening, and hopefully you'll tune in next week, same time, Monday night, 7 p.m., and we will talk about episode 4, part 4 of Q scriptures from the Bible. Okay? Get your questions together. Call me. Message me. I'm on Facebook, the Holistic Society. We have a whole society of information Monday through Friday, Monday morning, Monday evening. By Monday evening, we'll have a Monday ministry. We'll have a Tuesday for education and career. Wednesday for wellness information. We have Thursdays for, I think it's relationships. Then we have Fridays where we do fitness, okay? Fitness information or fitness drinks. I am a fitness coach as well for Team Beachbody. And I believe and I know based on research that 80% of your weight loss is nutrition, okay? 80%, that's a large number of you losing weight, okay? 20% is fitness, so, and physical activity. So a lot of times people go to the gym, they work out, no results. Okay, well, we'll change it up a little bit. We'll start teaching you how to cook foods that are extremely beneficial for weight loss. I want to cook some foods. I want to give you those recipes. I want to give you those juicing recipes. I want to give you everything you need to be successful in your weight loss, okay? So give me a call. My number to reach outside of the air is 1-888-959-2093. I also am the founder of the Gift of Life Community Home, a place for pregnant, parenting, family, teens, youth, adults. It doesn't matter. We're taking everybody. We're teaching and training the whole family, the whole community, what we need to learn in order to be successful in the society and the communities we live in, with your body, with your mind, working on the whole total person, one person at a time. We want to help you. Any other questions can be emailed to me also at yonorm13@gmail.com. That's yonorm13@gmail.com. Listen also for updates and new information, new talk shows that we have out weekly. Thank you again for calling and listening to you and hear from you next week. And for those that live far, far away, we do phone consultations. We teach you by phone. I send out mail newsletters. Look for my newsletters. January newsletter already went out. Hopefully it had your information on saving a date. February's newsletter will go out the first week in February. Look for that. It's also filled with lots of information, maybe even some recipes. So keep that information. Pass it on to somebody you think need it. And stay tuned for more information. Thank you again. And for the last time, I want to thank God for using me as his vessel. And may you all have a blessed night. In Jesus' name, amen.